Why did you touch me? Abel asked, knowing he should not be speaking to the acolyte. The acolyte moved over to the bed and started the process of reversing the fluid from the coils back down into the stasis tanks. After a long silence, he replied, I cannot help myself. Abel looked in his eyes and then allowed his gaze to travel down his entire body. Flesh, tan flesh, beauty so sweet he felt like the ground was falling beneath him. Nothing pure could exist in those charcoal eyes. The man was an acolyte, and he was a man. How could Abel... No, this wasn't happening. Man's desire, he'd been taught, was the root of all evil. It was this unnatural discourse between our logical minds and our animal instincts that could lead men astray into the depths of heresy. Abel couldn't allow himself to slip. There were consequences, as there should be. No man should be allowed to infect the rest of the parish with his heresy. Abel couldn't let that last word enter his mind. Heresy. It meant becoming a part of everything he was taught to hate. It could mean death, and of course, hell. He'd hear nothing but the sound of the gnashing of teeth and the tortured screams of the damned. All there would be was pain and eternal suffering. Abel looked around. Nobody else was there, but that didn't mean anything. He was lying in a glass receptacle with windows and hallways behind him. The exchange could easily have been witnessed, and if it was... The people would see through him. The enlightened always knew. It was like their eyes could stare deep, intuitively knowing his soul. He kept his head low, but he could feel them all silently taunting him. More than anything, Abel wanted to disappear. It hurt to live. It hurt to feel. He didn't want to hide. He just wanted to pop out of existence altogether. Something as unnatural as him shouldn't exist. Everything he thought he was had been shattered with one touch. He wasn't pure. He was a heretic, a beast, worthy of death. Had he had the courage, he would have killed himself right there. The man stepped away from the bed, and Abel immediately felt the distance. The acolyte leaned down to program the cleaning drone, who started to disinfect the coils as they snaked their way down into a separate tank in the floor once purified. The acolyte then turned to leave the room. How could he possibly have a normal life with that face burned into the back of his mind? Why couldn't he stop seeing it? Every time he closed his eyes, he saw those rich lips and the way the man seemed to let his eyes run down. He had to stop, but he couldn't. That was what was killing him. It was the temptation. Moments later, the acolyte returned. He was carrying a tray with a steaming bowl in the center. The man placed the tray on Abel's lap, his fingers brushing his legs. Abel flinched at the touch, knowing how wrong it was for the acolyte to touch him, even incidentally. Abel tentatively picked up the spoon and brought the broth to his lips, fully aware of how close the man was. The acolyte waited for him to finish, lingering too close. Abel looked down at his lap, focusing on the bowl in front of him, but he could not take another sip. His head was swimming. He leaned back, hoping to stave off the urge to lose his breakfast, and close his eyes. There was no chance, he knew, that he would survive this. The enlightened always knew they could always see. More than once, he'd seen people disappear, and he always knew it was going to happen before it did. It was in the way they kept their heads down, just like he was doing, and avoided everyone. There was something inside them, just like the thing tearing through him now. It wasn't just desire. It was a need, so powerful and so infectious that it took away their senses and caused them to act against everything they loved. Temptation was the overwhelming desire to betray the Eucharist, the loving church that had given him everything. What about his gratitude? Didn't it matter? Why couldn't he regain his senses? He couldn't be this man. He struggled to gain control and lifted his head. When he did, the acolyte was staring right at him. Their eyes locked, and Abel could feel the man pleading with him. Was it the same desire he felt? He could feel the confusion coming off the acolyte as he stepped backwards. Realizing he forgot the tray, he returned to the bed, grabbing the edges in a manner so that once again his fingers lingered on either side of Abel's legs. There was no mistaking his intent, and Abel sucked a deep breath in. He liked it. The thought made him sick. He wanted to bash his head in, but he couldn't deny it. He liked it.